Johnson to the Titans for defensive tackle Tavondre Sweat. That deal will become official in the new league year on March 11th. An NCAA subcommittee has proposed a change to the targeting rule in college football, eliminating the carryover suspension. Hawks won't have all-star forward Jalen Johnson tonight against the Wizards because of a hip injury. Austin Smotherman leads the Cognizant Classic at 9-under.
Fox Sports Update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Pass Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, Wine Down Wednesday, and specials Thursday through Saturday. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Pass Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Pass Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Well, Farm Journal Foundation launched the Veterinary Workforce Solution Program in 2022 to address the nationwide shortage of veterinarians in rural America. The shortage is having significant impact on farmer livelihoods, food security, and rural economic growth. In the last 4 years, the foundation discovered the shortage is multidimensional, with student debt being just one factor. Others include a lack of early exposure to opportunities in this field. Mentorship and business training are equally significant. President Trump signed an executive order mobilizing the Defense Production Act to protect domestic production of elemental phosphorus and glyphosate-based herbicides. The order says these two critical inputs are essential to military readiness and American agricultural strength. The order finds any interruption in the supply of these critical materials could leave the defense industrial base and food supply vulnerable to foreign actors. Reuters says this underscores farmers' critical need of these herbicides. Bayer and attorneys for cancer patients announced they've reached a proposed settlement worth $7.25 billion. The goal is to resolve thousands of lawsuits alleging the company failed to warn people that Roundup, its most popular weed killer, could cause cancer. AP reports the settlement came as the Supreme Court prepares to hear arguments on Bayer's assertion that the EPA's approval of Roundup without a cancer warning should invalidate claims filed.
Increasing your almond yield can seem like a tough nut to crack, but it doesn't have to be. Protect your crop with Marivon fungicide at Bloom for added resiliency against frost, long-lasting broad-spectrum disease control, and proven yield results. See? That wasn't tough at all. Marivon fungicide, number one at Bloom for all the right reasons. Always read and follow label directions.
Today, we're talking with aphids and whiteflies about Safina insecticide from BASF.
We just got nailed with it.
So tell us, how are you feeling?
Really, really weird.
And you still want to devour this field?
No way, bro.
There you have it, folks. Safina insecticide is specifically engineered to disorient aphids and whiteflies so they can't eat. And when they can't eat, they can't destroy.
Help protect your alfalfa from aphids with Safina insecticide. Always read and follow label directions.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Pass Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Pass Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are falling in afternoon trading with the tech-heavy NASDAQ leading the charge as AI chip darling NVIDIA's stellar earnings fail to wow investors. NVIDIA stock is sliding 5% as the chip giant received a tepid response from investors to its earnings report despite big beats on quarterly revenue, profit, and guidance. Chip stocks are sharply lower as a result, and the Magnificent Seven big-cap tech stocks are retreating, led by NVIDIA, Alphabet, and Tesla. And shares of Paramount Skydance are up 9%. Making it the best-performing stock in the S&P 500 after reporting mixed fourth-quarter results. On a separate note, Warner Brothers Discovery reiterated today that it would decide whether Paramount's current bid for all of the media giant could reasonably be expected to lead to a proposal superior to a signed agreement with Netflix. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
If you're over 40 and plan to retire someday, the window to protect what you've built may be smaller than you realize. As retirement moves from someday to on the horizon, protecting what you've built becomes just as important as growing it. And that's where Noble Gold Investments comes in. They help investors reduce risk by adding gold and silver to their portfolios. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com, NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
American Legends next on KPRL. Brought to you by Davis Body Shop.
It may surprise you to learn that there's a lot more to a cow than meets the eye or gets on the dinner table. I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by K-Brush Concrete, serving the entire Central Coast for more than a decade. Call Kevin at K-Brush Concrete, 423-4033.
I'm sure we all know that a beef animal isn't all steak. It has a variety of cuts, some more tasty and desirable than others. But when I say a steer is not all steak, I have something else in mind. Actually, that line is the title of an educational display by some young people in the 4-H Club in Arizona. Perhaps you aren't aware of that growing attempt to shame us into not eating beef on the grounds that we're feeding several pounds of grain to cattle for each pound of beef we get back. Now, the argument goes that grain could be used to feed the worldwide famine victims. Well, the exhibit sponsored by these farm youngsters over in Arizona can be summed up in the words of a man who deals in meat. He says, there are four meat quarters in a beef animal. The fifth quarter is the byproduct. In a lot of ways, that fifth quarter has done more than the other four to enrich and even to lengthen our lives. Before we take too seriously those sincere but ill-informed people who see cattle as taking food from the hungry, let's take a look at that fifth quarter we don't see in the meat market. Without it, your tires might blow up in a mile and a half. One tire company alone uses about 20 million pounds of stearic acid a year. Stearic acid, a byproduct of the beef animal, is what keeps your tires cool. During last summer's beef shortage, this company had to cut back on production of tires. Here are some other things you won't see on a steakhouse menu. Products from the bones, horns, and hoofs. Glue, gelatin, including the edible kind used in ice cream, case-hardening steel, refining sugar, processed bone meal used as animal feed and fertilizer to grow more grain for the hungry. That's only the beginning. There's neat's foot oil, plaster retarder, foaming fire extinguisher, paper boxes, sizing, wallpaper, sandpaper, and emery cloth. Would you believe cosmetics, camera film, band-aids, spray-on adhesives, vitamins, violin strings, crochet hooks, combs, and toothbrush handles? In the field of pharmaceuticals, we truly get into the life-saving field with heparin, which keeps the blood from coagulating during an operation. It's also used in preventing blood clots. There are enzymes used to aid babies' digestion, epinephrine for asthma and allergies, adrenal cortex used in treating Addison's disease and to overcome shock. The list of really exotic medicines is too long for this time slot, but just as an example, we've known about diabetes since the 15th century. It took 400 years to find insulin, and we found it in the pancreas of cattle. Today, chemists feel they've only scratched the surface in developing useful things other than food from meat animals. As for that grain we're wasting, it is feed grain, not eaten by humans, and cattle only get that for about 100 days. Beef and dairy cattle provide two-thirds of our protein, and most of that comes from converting grass and brush on 40% of our land that would otherwise be waste because it couldn't be converted to raising crops. In the meantime, our farmers are exporting 75% of our wheat and 57% of our rice to that hungry world. Let's pat Bossy on the back with gratitude. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan in his own voice, brought to you by K-Brush Concrete. Anything to do with concrete, from a 5x5 walkway to a 500,000 square foot foundation. Call 423-4033.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
And good afternoon and welcome to Sound Off. If your ears are, you think they're deceiving you, this isn't Karen Veely. I am standing in today. This is Eric Gorm. I think most of you know me. And we have a few good guests coming in the 1 o'clock hour. We will have Jeff Ostlin, and we'll be talking about Atascadero politics, what's going on with city council, and maybe get a little bit into a few other things here locally. But right now, and I always mess this up, I don't know what it is about. I've had you guys on, I've had Atascadero on, and I always get your name wrong. I don't know why. So I always get the Federated and the Republican part mixed up. So I'm going to let you introduce that part.
Hi, everyone. We are Shelley Gill and myself, Donnell Nichols, are here from Paso Robles Republican Women Federated.
Yeah, I always put the Federated second and the Republican last. So I've learned that I either need to write it down, which I should have done prior to the show. But you guys have an event going on that we want to talk about and kind of talk about what's going on with your group and how to join, et cetera. But you have Steve Hilton coming in two weeks?
Or? We do, March 14th. It's a Saturday, and we've been working on trying to bring him in to speak to our club, and now it's grown as far as we got a larger venue. But we've been working on this for almost a year, so we're real pleased to be able to, as the time has progressed, he's now kind of one of the front runners, so
right.
We're pretty excited that we're able to bring him to speak March 14th.
Right, and I know the polls just came out and a couple weeks ago, and I think I've seen more advertising for him, so I think he's trying to make up ground right now. But just to be clear, this is so people can come find out about Steve Hilton. This isn't an endorsement. Guys have also had Chad around.
And, yes.
And so this is just to help Republicans kind of make their decision, right?
Absolutely. We just want to bring and have an opportunity that to give the candidates a chance to talk. And there will be question and answer. And so it's a good opportunity if you've got questions. You can see him in person and have him come. So we're very excited.
Right. So people do need reservations. I think you were telling me you're almost sold out. So if you want to make these reservations, first, where do you go?
Donnell.
You go to info@pasorobelsrwf.org. Or just go on our website under events, pasorobelsrwf.org, and you can make your reservations there. If you send us an email, I will get back to you. We do need them to be paid reservations. We are not accepting any walk-ins. And the event, so you know, is going to be held. We're very proud, and the owners stepped up to really help us get this done. Ancient Peaks Barn, which used to be known as Oyster Ridge, out in Santa Margarita. And we are so happy to be able to host Steve Hilton up here in the North County. And I do want to also say that we are very appreciative of our sister organizations, Estero Bay Republican Women, Atascadero Republican Women, South Monterey
mm-hmm.
County, which is out in King City. They have helped us a lot. They had him speak a while back, and they helped us get him, and have given me quite a bit of information. So it's 1 o'clock, and on Saturday the 14th.
So So there is a charge. We went over that. So you can, I'm guessing, either buy a table or you can buy a ticket at a time. My understanding, you're basically trying to cover costs. This isn't a fundraiser for Steve Hilton. This isn't a fundraiser for the Federated Women.
Absolutely.
This
correct.
Is just informative, but you're trying to cover your costs. And you have a dinner, or what do you have all there?
We have some heavy, heavy apps that will be prepared by our member, Trish Jacobs. Thank you. I just blanked. I'm sorry, Trish. But she's got Paso Catering, and she does an outstanding job of the heavy apps. And then your ticket will include two drink tickets. So you'll have two glasses of, I think there's wine and beer. I'm getting a nodding.
Yes. So Santa Margarita Ranch.
Yes.
Bringing the wine in.
Yes. All right. Ancient Peaks. It'll be Ancient Peaks wine.
Yeah, and I'm just like, the overall umbrella, which was supposed to be the next hour, is Santa Margarita Ranch. And they do a lot of stuff like this.
I mean, just really kind of a shout
out to the ranch and Oyster Ridge and everything else. The three gentlemen that run that do a lot for this community.
They're very involved.
You know, a lot of times we'll give discounted rates or open up rooms for people and et cetera to get the word out. So they are great. And then what is the price for tickets and for a table, if there's a difference?
It's $75 a person, and the table, Danelle?
We don't have any tables left. We're down.
No, oh, well, there you go. Okay. Our tables are sold out. Okay.
So if it's only you or you and a spouse, you get to sit with some. You're built into a group already. You can get to know some people and kind of see what other people are thinking about this candidate.
And yeah, and we are very close to being sold out, so get your tickets sooner rather than later, and helps with us on our planning too.
And I will tell you, I'm guessing the food's going to be good. I haven't been to one of your events in a while, but when you did the one a few years ago for Debbie Arnold.
Oh, that was awesome.
There was great food there, great wine.
And that was also Trish.
That was also Trish. Trisha.
Yes.
And that grazing board was to die for.
It was.
Absolutely.
No, it was well worth it. No, the same thing was back then. I think you guys were just trying to cover costs.
That's all we're doing. Yeah.
So
this is not a fundraiser for our organization. We want our conservative community to get to know the leaders of the Republican Party that are candidates running.
The leading candidates.
Thank you. And I do have to say, I'm going to put a plug in for our organization. These women are so hardworking. And a lot of the men that are our associate members, so you men are more than welcome to come to any of our meetings. That's always open to any Republican. We have associate members for the gentlemen and full membership for the women in our community. You don't have to live in Paso Robles, but they are such a great group of people. Are bored. I'm so blessed. They are a wonderful group, and everyone's working hard and pulling together to pull this off.
So real quick, I want to take a quick break just to say, if you want to call in, if you have questions, or if you want to text in, it's the same number, 238-5775-238-KPRL. You know, if you missed something, you can always text in and say, what was that address, or how do I get tickets? And we'll be naming the email address and the website. Again, was
info@pasorobles.org, and the website is the same, pasorobles.org.
All right, so let me ask you this. I mean, we're kind of covering, and we'll get back to Steve, but what is the group's kind of core mission?
We see our mission as education. We want to give women and men an opportunity to hear speakers. We bring in a new speaker and sometimes a couple speakers at our monthly meeting. And they can come and we can raise awareness of anything that runs the gamut. We had Kathleen Goebel on a month ago, and she came in and talked about the AI and how dangerous.
Yeah, I had her here two months ago, I think.
Yeah, very eye-opening.
Right.
And so right now we're trying to focus on candidates because we are approaching the
midterms.
So
a lot of stuff going on with the state and and we have a supervisor to try, not here in our district, but let's see. No. You don't. Not yeah. in this district, but 2 and 4, if you're over in Estero Bay or you're over in AG, you guys have something.
Shelly, who do we have coming for April?
April, we've got Vanessa Rosso. She's running for county clerk recorder. So we're looking forward to that. We're working on maybe having her speak kind of split time. And then in April, May, we've got Don Wagner. He's the only Republican running for the Secretary of State. Okay. So that'll be an interesting interesting time.
So then you guys have a monthly meeting. It's kind of up there by Food for Less still. I don't know if we need to do that.
No,
it's not?
No.
You moved it?
We moved. Oh. We are now at Bella Sarah.
Oh, Bella Sarah. Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
As of January of this year, we moved to Bella Sarah, and they're fabulous. But the meals, the location, everything has been fabulous.
So they're catering the restaurant there?
Yes. Okay. The lunch. So the lunch costs, it's
$30? $30 for members. $35 for non-members. Membership has its advantages.
And I will say, I haven't been to La Bella Sarah.
You need to come.
But where you used to have them, I've been quite a few times. The lunch, I should say, is always great. And $30, you get a lot. There's a speaker. I've spoke there a few times over the years. And it's just a good time.
FYI, the food that was prepared, Tricia. From Paso Catering, so she was our caterer right there, so there's a good plug.
It's a great place to go, and like you guys were saying earlier, I think a lot of people think this is a women's club, but we're not. But going there, you can, you know, if your wife's a member, girlfriend's a member, if you just want to go see what's going on or what that speaker has to say.
Or all are welcome.
Or if you're a single gentleman that's a Republican and you want to meet another Republican woman,
there you go.
The
phone line's lighted. No, I'm joking.
I do want to make sure that we know that as of April, we are at dinner. We don't have year-round lunches. April, all the way through, I think it'll be October this year, we're meeting for dinner, 5 o'clock, Bella Sarah.
We follow the sun. So when the time changes, because we've got women that don't want to drive in the dark at night, which that's fine. So then we go to lunches when the days are shorter.
Mm-hmm.
Days are longer, dinner time. We've got the beautiful weather for it. So, and that way we can cater. If you're working, you can't do lunches, but you can do dinner. So it's open, brings more opportunity.
All right.
And our April meeting is April 13th, and you can find that on the website. Paso Robles, rwf.org.
And there will be no meeting in March. It would normally be March 9th, I think. We're going dark that day because that following weekend, we've got the big event. We thought, okay, we'll just focus our energies on that.
So are you planning any other candidates coming up, or is this what you're staying with, or maybe after the primary?
We don't really have anything that's coming up on the calendar as of yet, but we're working with the local candidates and trying to work out some timing that they can come and speak at our meetings. So
okay, and yeah, I know personally, and this is a side note, I haven't told you guys this, but
on but live air,
I'm going to be probably reaching out to you guys and Atascadero, being the chair of District 5. That's where our headquarters is. I want to do some town halls with. After the primaries.
Oh, nice.
And it's, you know, I kind of wanted to reach out to get more people in the door, but more kind of boots on the ground, too. We all have our connections, et cetera. So I think working as a team, I've always wanted to work with both groups. I worked with the Atascadero probably more over the years just because that's my
right
district.
There. Yeah.
But I always thought North County should team up with these types of things and
fully
help cross promote, et cetera.
Agree. Yeah.
So. I will be reaching out at some point.
Okay, we've been warned.
That would be great.
So let's do the date again. We have Steve Hilton on
Saturday, March 14th, 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock. And he's got, he's lined out. I think he starts speaking, is it 1:30 or so? 1:30 or 2?
1:30, quarter to 2. We want to get started. He wants to answer questions for up to 60 minutes.
Yeah, so he'll be open. This is going to be a great, you know, we'll have a live mic. People can ask their questions. So,
and I will say what's great about this. In this county, we don't usually get access to these people because we're... You know, the middle of the country is flyover country. We're kind of flyover or drive-through county.
Yep.
So this is something actually special, I think, that we're having.
We're pretty excited.
Just to have this, I think the listening public, if you want to have access, and I hear people complain all the time, well, they don't come here. Well, they're going to be here.
Yep.
And this is your chance to go ask questions, shake a hand. Here, I'm sure he's going to give a pretty good platform speech to begin with.
Yep.
And meet other Republicans in the county and kind of just have a great afternoon.
It's going to be a wonderful time. I'm keep checking the weather, and I think we're going to have a beautiful day up there.
Yeah, I think so. Right. And he's also, his campaign has made it clear that he is happy to shake hands, talk with individual people, take pictures. He's not shy. So come on out, but make sure you get a paid reservation.
Yeah. Get your ticket soon.
Right, because we have two Republicans right now, and this is what I don't like, I'll be honest, is we have two Republicans running for an office. When we split that vote, it's never a good thing. So the more you can do to educate yourself, and the better. I mean, I have a lot of people that I think are going off assumptions right now that haven't really listened. Well, I think Steve's like this because he goes on the news, and I think he's a sheriff, so it must be this way. And sometimes I look at their views, and I'm not putting my opinion in at this point, but they're not what you think. Not always. And yeah, I've heard some interesting things from both, things I like, things I don't like, but I think you'd be surprised where Chad sits and where Steve sits on certain positions. So it is a time to educate yourself, because I know being a host on this show and listening to AM radio, et cetera, you hear a lot of people that complain after the fact. And it's because you didn't listen before the fact. You didn't go to events like these and educate yourself.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity. We're really excited.
And so you guys have a decent amount of tables, but not many. I mean, you can still fit probably smaller groups at a table or...
We're not going to be seating people.
It's open seating.
Okay.
Yep.
Except for the few people who bought tables.
Early. Okay. Early.
Yeah, first out.
Yep.
Okay. So if you get there early, if you buy a ticket, shove enough people out of the way, you might get
front. Yeah, it's going to be, rough and
but
tumble.
It is a beautiful venue. For those of you that don't know, you know, a lot of you have heard of Oyster Ridge, but you're like, where is that? It's downtown at the winery, right? No, it's not. It's going to be at the Vineyards, actually. It's a beautiful setting. If you ever have done the zip lines or anything, you're getting close out there. But it's right past Park Hill, so you're going to go out 58, pass up Park Hill, and just a little bit further
and
on your right.
The address is?
It's 5991 West Pozo, and it is a really great venue. They do other things out there, but it's a beautiful landscape.
The views are spectacular. You just feel like you're up above the world.
That part of, I live out there. I actually look down on them.
Oh my gosh. So wow, that's
every
nice.
Once in a while I'll send Doug a picture. You know, it is, the landscape out there is something to behold of. I mean, there's a lot of, when you talk about California natives, and that's where a lot of them naturally are out there in that part of the county. So it is a nice place to go, you know, walk around, see a great venue. But what else? We kind of talked about your core mission. What else do you guys bring, and how do people join?
Again, you can go to the website for membership. You can always reach out to us. We do answer our emails. And I think one of the other things that our club, our organization brings to the community is we do scholarships for high school students.
Paso Robles High School.
Yes, right. Thank you, Paso Robles High School. We also help with, for instance, the fairgrounds.
We cover the booth. We donate time for the booth there at the fairgrounds for the Republican Party, which is a lot of fun.
We have in the past, and I am determined to make this start again, is help register voters. Have a site, once or twice a week at least, to get people who either aren't registered or moved. We're out there at school board meetings. Mm-hmm. I've been there twice.
I was just going to bring that up,
Oh, my gosh.
Protect the girls.
At night.
Protect the girls' sports.
We're at the city council meetings, and we're at the supervisor's meeting, board of supervisors meeting with this anti-ICE stuff going on. We've been
It's live.
We show up, we find out what's going on, and we come back to our members that can't make it. and let them know what's going on.
Right. And I know in the past, just so you're aware too, like with when I used to do quite a bit with the Tascadero women, just as a liaison from the Central Committee, and I would go out and just for instance, they used to go to the 4th of July parade in Templeton, and they would do a colony day.
We did, and we did the suffragettes. Yeah. We dressed all in white. We had our suffragette, and
well, they
because
would,
it was the Republicans that voted to give women the right to vote.
Right, and I guess what I was getting to is we have like easy ups, etc. So I used to go up, set them up. We'd bring them our stuff because sometimes they would sell some of our stuff, but then they would be trying to register people. So it's another thing we could maybe team up on.
Sounds good to me.
But we'll be right back with more Sound Off after these messages.
Usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
With the big beautiful bill comes new tax laws, and for business owners that means more rules, more details, and more chances to miss important savings. This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. We stay on top of every tax law change so your business stays compliant and keeps more of what it earns. From deductions and credits to full business tax preparation, our experienced tax professionals handle it all with accuracy and personal service you can trust. Don't let new tax laws cost your business time or money. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your business taxes done right.
Elite Roadshow Buyers is returning to Paso Robles at the History Museum located downtown for 3 days only. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, March 9th, 10th, and 11th, and Tomorrow Bay at the Veterans Memorial Hall for 2 days only. Thursday and Friday, March 12th and 13th. Call 760-783-5483 to book your appointment. Phones are answered 7 days a week. Meet the team of buyers, including three seen on TV's Antiques Roadshow, all with decades of elite experience to offer you the best price for your heirlooms. They're buying a wide range of fine items like gold and silver jewelry, watches, coins, sterling silver, oil paintings, even antique firearms, historical items, advertising memorabilia, and more. Visit the website EliteRoadshowBuyers.com for more details. Don't miss this free event to receive purchase offers with immediate payment. Call 760-783-5483 today. That's 760-78-ELITE.
And we are back with more Sound Off. We're going to kind of give out the information for this again. This is a shorter little segment, but we do have a phone call that we'll go to. And good afternoon, and thank you for calling in the Sound Off.
Yeah, is this live mic now?
You're live on air.
Yeah, I just wonder why the Republican women aren't as active as the Democratic women that are always on the overpass. It seems like Republican women are all about lunch and drinking wine, most of you.
Wow.
Anyways, I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you.
Well, for one, that's the Republican clubs that do that mostly, and they have a national group that actually helps them get that word out, believe it or not. People think that's just all local activism. They have indivisible. The Republican Party in general does not have an overarching group that activates lower-level groups in this county or the state, for that matter. So that's part of it. I mean, I'm not going to sit here.
You're
and
fine.
It's
no.
Not you guys. This is the Republic. The Democrats, I will say, in this state are very well organized, and they have multiple groups that control everybody underneath them.
And we well have funded.
And well funded. And basically, your guys' mission statement is a little different. You guys are more educationally based, not
activism.
Not activism.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's not to say that we don't get out there and do things like knock on doors, make phone calls. When there's a single Republican running for any office, you know, we do everything we can and to support that person and get them elected. And when there's more than one candidate, we do what we can to get them out to speak, to tell us what their platform is, and we want them answering questions.
And a large part of this, too, is I think, you know, I'm on the Central Committee and the Executive Committee, and realistically, we should be the ones reaching out to you guys more. We haven't had that relationship, not because there's any turmoil or anything. We just haven't.
Nobody's
cultivated those relationships. That's what I was talking about earlier on the air. I want to start personally cultivating those relationships and bringing that information back to the Executive Committee. Because at the end, we make the decisions on the Executive Committee before they even go to the General Committee. So that's my purpose. And what I said earlier is trying to become stronger. Like when we do need people, to me, the Republican Party, we're usually calling people out to go to the Board of Supervisors, to go to school board, and to go to city council meetings. That's where we want to make the difference. We do not do a whole lot in downtown parks or overpasses. And to be honest with you, there was a group here in Paso that was doing the overpasses through Paso Templeton and Atascadero. And if you knew the battles they put up with, there was literally, I won't even go into it. Some of it's disgusting.
It wasn't pretty. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there were some very disgusting, defiled things mm-hmm. that were happening to these people.
Mm-hmm.
Above that, you know, with the sheriff's department constantly being bothered to come out there because, oh, they're getting in the way of traffic. You know, the people were calling in and just saying ridiculous things that weren't true and actually doing ridiculous things to try to deter people from those activities. And I don't think people that go knew at the time. If you look at all the flags that used to go up, I know the woman that did all that. It was a battle, and it took a lot of courage and wherewithal just for her to continue doing that, and there is a reason why it's not done anymore.
I have to say that I have heard that about our club before.
Good afternoon, and thanks for calling in the Sound Off.
Hi. I disagree with the last caller. Please don't go protest in the park.
But it looks like so much fun.
I'm so tired of taking my kids down there and having to deal with that and just drive by and the distraction. Same with the overpasses. You know, it's a distraction. It's dangerous. So, I'm glad you guys are taking the high road.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
And not destroying our peace. Have a good day.
You too. Bye. Thank you.
Good afternoon, and thanks for calling in the Sound Off.
Yeah, I was just interested on how or if there still have tables available for that Steve Hilton. Maybe they could talk about that. I just got the bottom end. I was on my way back to work, so I couldn't get the full.
We're almost out of tables, but if you really wanted one and you and seven of your best friends want to come, send me an email, info@pasorobles.org, and I'll get back to you as soon as we can. I need to talk to the event space to see if we can't get a few more tables.
We're squeezing people in now, so.
Yeah, because I just told my doctor, and he was like, okay, maybe we could get a table.
Oh, awesome. Right. Awesome.
People?
Awesome.
How much is it for seven people, or do you want me to?
It's eight people at the table, so it's you and seven of your friends. So eight times 75.
And we'll
put a reserve
sign up there for you.
But get a hold of Donnell ASAP.
I'll email my name, Stacy. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Stacy.
All right. So before we're going to run out of time, but let's hit when it is, where it is, and how do you get tickets?
Okay, it is Saturday, March 14th. I like to refer to it as Pi Day 3.14, but that's a inside joke. So March 14th, and it's from 1:00 to 4:00. We will have Steve Hilton come to speak, and there'll be heavy appetizers, there'll be wine, and there will also be wine available for donation if you want to have maybe a bottle for your table. So, but you get two tickets for drinks. And if you want any more information, it's info@pasorobles.org. So
or leave the info out and just go to the website also. And this will be a great event to meet a candidate running for governor.
Awesome.
So, thanks for coming in.
Hey, thank you for having us.
All right.
Thank you so much.
And we will be right back with Jeff Ostlin. We're going to be talking about Atascadero politics and what's going on with the city there. Sorry about that.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.